All right, welcome to Melange Podcast, featuring
Red,
Oyster,
Sharkbait,
and Manny. Today we're going to be talking about movies
and their unrealistic expectations.
Always.
Including their effects on our lives. Well, you know, just things that we see that happen often. We can start with Frozen.
Yeah. Shout out to Frozen.
Yeah. Life has become a huge... What's it?
Musical.
Yeah, a huge musical. Everyone's constantly singing it.
Someone's like, all right, just let it go. And then, like, break out the song.
Everyone will break out.
Excuse me, I'm sick, okay? So that's why I sound like a man.
It's cool.
I don't know, sometimes we need life to be a musical. It'd be pretty nice. Then, again, people... Not everybody can sing. Me included.
I can't sing either.
Well. You play a musical instrument.
That's not singing.
Then The Purge.
Right after Frozen.
Just get straight to it. Purge. The Purge.
That escalated.
We had the Facebook Purge. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's inappropriate and it just ruined social media for everybody.
And then
I'm sorry, Julie, what was that?
And then thinking that The Purge could actually affect our government. Like, that's not going to happen. This movie's not going to affect our government.
America's screwed up. We're not that screwed up.
People can hardly affect the government. What makes you think they're going to listen to a movie?
The government kills people anyways.
It's like, what makes you think we can stop, you know, racial profiling, let alone just letting everybody run the government? While we're talking about government and movies, Hunger Games.
Oh,
I wouldn't be mad if that happened.
She's dropped the bomb.
I wouldn't want that because of all the separating that they did. But braids everywhere.
Braids everywhere.
Braids are nice. The whistle.
And the whistle.
And then the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Everybody. Like that rebel thing. That rebel diva. Arrow,
the pink one.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Katniss, calm down. The girls are like eight, wanting to be like killers.
And we definitely wanted to cover every princess movie ever. The fake high expectations that they put for little girls, which we grow up and keep believing because they were like.
Hey, it's not just on the girls. What about the princes? We have to.
Okay, you guys don't talk. The prince in the movie doesn't talk ever. Like, that's the only thing he'll probably ever say.
Mm-hmm. Girls expect us to be Prince Charming and whatnot. What the heck is that?
That's why all of us are going to be single for the rest of our lives.
That's why we're never satisfied.
We're not perfect.
Just settle. He's not going to be rich. He's not going to put on glass slippers. You're saying. But then there's Frozen and Brave and Maleficent.
Yes.
That shows us that we don't need men.
Yeah, and that's not even...
For love.
Maleficent.
You don't need them, but you want them.
They show a great example of what true love is.
True.
Especially Maleficent.
Sisterly or motherly love.
Yeah, and you're not going to fall in love with a guy that you see once in your life. Literally, once in your life. You share a few words with. That's not how it works.
It's like tunnel vision as soon as I saw you. Actually, I was judging you from the moment I saw you.
That's horrible.
Bad.
And the word of the day, Julie, do you want to pronounce that for me?
Phlegmatic. Phlegmatic.
And then the meaning?
The meaning is having an unemotional and stolidly calm disposition.
We can easily compare it to Maleficent. Calm, collected throughout the whole movie. And that was our session for our first Melange podcast.
You guys have any comments about our, you know, what would you
feel free to comment.
I wasn't even done.
Yeah, and follow, please, follow. You have there to be followers. All right, we'll...
See you next time, or talk to you next time.
Yeah, you'll hear us next time.